he's, I mean, to his credit, he's doing new things. He's not the same guy, you know?
Like, oh, he has been one of the pandemic MVPs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I that match with him and Drew McIntyre where they just beat the hell out of each other, was that, what was it? It was in between WrestleMania and Rumble. What the hell was it? That was Elimination Chamber, was it?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, there's that. my lack of WWE knowledge lately is pretty staggering, but now the one thing on SmackDown is at least Cesaro's there. You know, they should have never broken the bar up anyways.
Yeah, I did think that there is an outside chance of that happening again.
Yeah. Take on the Usos.
Yeah, I mean, they would have a lot of fun opponents that I don't think that they've had previously.
I gotta figure they've faced the Usos, but it's been so long, it'll be okay.
Or even, because New Day got moved back, or because the tag team champions just swapped spots. And yeah, we got New Day back over there, so...
Usos are on SmackDown.
Huh?
Usos are on SmackDown.
Oh.
Yeah. No, the tag team champions stay the same. Riddle and,
Sorry. I forgot Riddle and Orton are there. Never mind. New Day did get moved over. I guess my point was going to be that I would be cool with New Day and Sheamus and Cesaro matches again. It's been enough time.
Yeah, but it's like, is that a step backwards?
I don't think he's, well, I mean, we already agreed, if he's not going to get a world championship run, what else are you going to do, you know, like, Randy Orton, I guess, is the perfect example, you know, I mean, he's in a tag team right now, even though they're kind of pushing him as a singles guy at the same time.
Hey, I talked over you. Who'd you say?
Randy Orton, right
now.
Okay,
that's what I thought you said. So,
yeah. You know, there's some level of reinvent. If you're gonna stick around for that long, taking a breather for like 6 months in a tag team, it does not seem to be a bad thing to do. Because I mean, hasn't Orton teamed with a bunch of different people over the years at junctures?
Yes. Isn't he part of the one that, like, he always has a crew around him of some sort? Was it Orton?
Because didn't he have, DiBiase and, what's his name?
Legacy. Yeah, it was Legacy.
Oh, Legacy, yeah,
and
after.
He had Rated RKO.
Yep.
And then something else. So, yeah, he seems like, he's like, That's not my idea. That was somebody else that mentioned that. So, you know, because I never. What are we doing with him on TV? With that awful hairstyle? Oh my god!
I am assuming you're watching AEW and you're 30 seconds ahead of me as usual.
Just wait. Wait till QT Marshall turns around. He needs to sue whoever gave him that fake hair, that men's club shit. Dude, that's my awful dome. But then somebody put like 5 inches of head, and they put 4 inches of hair, so there's still a bald spot underneath. Like, he's got like the horseshoe, like I do. But then he's got hair on the front, but it doesn't connect for like an inch around. Is that a reverse fryer tuck, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know what
that's
he's trying
pathetic.
To... Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do there. Especially because it looked off-center in his head, too.
Yes, that was next. So.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of problems going on there. A whole bunch of problems.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if it looks that bad, like, you need to look yourself in the mirror and just go, you know what, I've lost, and just shave your head.
Yeah, there comes a time. It's time. Like, Chavo somehow got away with, like, getting, like, he was actually, like, one of the, not spokespeople, but he was on, like, the advertisements for whoever did his hair.
Oh, Chavo Guerrero?
Marshall could. Yeah, Chavo's hair. Chavo had like that hair replacement surgery.
Oh, did not know this. Have not had hair replacement surgery. Just still there.
Yeah, no.
Jeans.
Yeah,
sometimes jeans don't suck.
Yeah, because well, no, Eddie was his cousin. No, Eddie was his uncle.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and Eddie had no. No problem with the hair, so.
No, because they did say that if it, I feel like you know by like your mid-20s if it's going to happen. So if you're like basically out of the woods by the time you're in your 30s.
I wouldn't know. You know this. So, I don't know. Like you. You're absolutely fine. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get the... it's too long now. I've got to go get it shortened tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to do that once a week now. Because I'm at that point where it just looks like garbage. Like, it just looks terrible if I don't. So,
Do we even want to get back to Sheamus, I suppose, or anything about the WWE draft that you needed to get off your chest before we moved to NXT?
Well, it's like we were talking about, and we can kind of turn it into NXT too. It's not like, as we were talking about, it's not really a draft, but it's also the usual typical WWE bullshit, so whatever. But you can't yeah. take a guy that's on your team and go, hey, I drafted you. No, you didn't. I'm staying right here. This is dumb. But whatever. It just goes yeah. back to my ever growing impatience with the ridiculousness of that company. Like they broke up tag teams. So Shotzi, which I didn't realize, she's no longer Shotzi Blackheart, she's just Shotzi. Okay. I mean, Shotzi Blackheart's a much better name, but whatever.
Yes. 100% better.
Yes. So her and Tegan Knox, well, I think she's just Tegan.
No, they gave her both names the last time they came out together.
Yeah, no, I was kidding on that one.
Well, they did take it, they did just call her Knox to start with, and then I think everyone's like, dude, that's really stupid, and they decided to give her full name back. It's so random when he does and does not allow two names. Like, I'm obviously Finn Balor has fought for it enough. Tony Storm didn't just get changed into Storm.
Who? I don't know who that is. I remember her. She used to be. She was in NXT UK for a while, and then she was in NXT. Is she still in WWE?
Yeah, evidently. I'm trying to remember because I don't have the draft list pulled up. If she's supposed to be on SmackDown, I think now.
Whatever. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, they have room for her. B. What else they need to do? You know, I mean, I guess that was one of the things I did like about the draft is that. The women's division needed some help, and Xia Li coming up will be interesting. I don't know if it'll provide some help, and people like Toni Storm need to be given an actual chance. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't get a chance, obviously. Like, it's not like I'm disagreeing with you. Like, there is no reason for her to be buried on the women's roster on either side of things. SmackDown has been more organized, you know, going from Bayley to Bianca, and they've pulled the fucking magic rabbit out of their hat with his Becky Lynch and Bianca storyline that started off terribly, and they've at least somewhat salvaged.
Yeah. Well, it was started off terribly because no one wanted to boo Becky Lynch, but to her credit, she's actually gotten people to boo her. So, you know,
yes.
Nice work.
I am enjoying her and Seth Rollins. Their fashion attire is just, I think they work out of the same closet now.
They have the same designer. He was on, I watched the Seth Rollins, or listened to it, the Seth Rollins Broken Skull Sessions.
Oh, okay.
And he kept telling Becky Lynch, her designer, or not designer, whatever the wardrobe guy is.
Yeah.
That guy. That he wanted to work with Seth, so when he needed something, she finally was like, here, try this. So he said that he's like, well, she dresses like a space alien outside the ring anyways, so it was pretty easy. So, but, yeah.
That's
so
hilarious.
Like, all of this stuff's just goofy to me. And, and that's another thing, though, is you were talking about, like, the women's division, all right?
Yeah.
Well, here's a big problem, and we were talking about the AEW stuff with the new title belt for the women, the TBS title.
Oh, yep.
AEW's women's division has gotten better. One, because they went and got established veterans to help the people on the bottom. Like, Serena Deeb's wrestling.
Oh.
You know she's helping out as well. Even though she's NWA, but she still can, you know, still be on the show and do whatever.
Yeah.
So their division has gotten better. Right? So, looking at, like, what WWE's doing, and, like, so they break up Shotzi and Tegan Nox.
And, you know, I guess I'm okay with them as a team, but I also think that they can both go as singles competitors.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, like, they were before, so it was kind of an awkward team to begin with. They didn't really have anything in common.
Yeah, her and Ember, is Shotzi and Ember worked better as a team?
Yes.
Because, yeah, like you said, like they seem to have more of that, you know, more things in common. So, yeah, I understand Ember Moon's probably hesitancy to get called up, or maybe, you know, they just made the call and it was Tegan for whatever reason. And, yeah, it was a little bit of an odd fit. So I hope that they both get a chance. Because, I think the SmackDown stories have been okay for the ladies, but they also haven't featured a lot of women on SmackDown.
No, not at all. It's a Roman Reigns Bloodline show. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And apparently it's working because the ratings are good. So, okay.
Yeah,
you can't argue with ratings. So,
but yeah, and that, like, is good stuff.
But it's like we were talking last week when Frankie Monet lost. It seemed like she was destined to go to the main roster because it just made sense. Ready-made product. She knows what she's doing, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't get called up. Dakota Kai. Where is she? Doesn't get called up. Xia Li, who's been missing ever since Raquel Gonzalez smashed her, missing because she's been wrestling on Main Event and no one knows, or doing dark matches, one of the two, can't remember exactly now, but anyways, everyone knew she was coming up eventually, so okay, cool,
yeah,
there she is, and then whatever happened Tuesday night with, I can never get her name. What's the chick that left behind? The thousand-year-old lady.
The thousand-year-old lady?
Yeah, with Boa.
Mai Ying?
Yeah, she loses. And you're just like, wow, they gave up on that cool-ass gimmick. Anyways.
I couldn't.
No, we'll get. Oh,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
The rest of the show is going to be NXT. So. So then, I'm trying to think, who else in NXT was there? Ember Moon should have been called back up. Instead, she's jobbing out to Mandy Rose, which I understand they're trying to push Mandy Rose to take the belt from Raquel Gonzalez. I get it. All right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think, what other, like, there's other NXT. Aaliyah finally gets pulled. And I like how they mentioned it on NXT that Robert Stone did that. And Beth Phoenix goes, she dumped him like weeks ago. And it was like, yeah, the stupidest dumping ever because she hasn't been seen since. There was no follow-up. Not even like a match between her and Frankie Monet.
Oh, yeah. I do wonder, because I've watched, that has been one upside of catching some highlights on YouTube. Because sometimes they have these YouTube backstage segments afterwards. And it does help fill in some storylines, and I do check them out from time to time. I didn't see one for that situation, but I wonder if there was something online for it.
I never saw anything. So it's like, okay. I don't know. But I know there's an NXT women wrestler that I'm totally forgetting. But with the current direction of NXT, it just seemed like, okay, they should have gotten rid of some of the old guard. Let Raquel do it. Io Shirai stayed down there.
Yeah, that
makes no sense.
That is a little surprising. I guess they feel like there's still some unfinished business with the tag team championship thing for whatever reason.
Yeah, kind of like the North American title too.
Well, the North American title obviously seems destined to get into Santos Escobar's hands.
Yes, and again, we're getting there. So, but no, so like the women's stuff, they move some around, but then it doesn't seem like enough. And I also don't like. It's taken Aaliyah a long time to get to the main roster.
Oh yeah.
So, what makes you think, and when was she ever like a really featured player? What makes you think like it's going to matter? Unless it's I'm trying to think of a women's wrestler that got better on the main roster. I guess Becky Lynch, but that just seemed kind of like the fans did that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if there have been a lot of women, but there have been some people that haven't spent much time in NXT that have had a better run on the main roster. I mean, Baron Corbin, no matter my level of consternation with him, that man has definitely done infinitely more on the main roster than he did in NXT.
Well, I mean, isn't a prime example Braun Strowman?
Braun Strowman, yeah.
I mean, he only had 3 matches before he was on Raw. So
I didn't even realize I was thinking he wasn't even in NXT, honestly.
Yes, he had 3 dark matches or something. So that was it. And that's why it took him so long to get going. And then once they do, they cut him. So whatever. But I don't remember an Amos. I can't say his name all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's just Omos. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I got all tongue-tied. I don't know if I've ever said it out loud. But I don't remember. He was never on TV.
Oh,
NXT at all.
Yeah, he was not in NXT at all.
Yeah.
There have at least been some examples. If there maybe haven't been that many women, because I would... I'd probably put Becky Lynch in that category. I'm not sure that there is anyone else. Because I'm trying to think of the other kind. Because no one's really stuck up to the Four Horsewomen, really. Except for Bianca Belair is finally going to stick in that area.
Rhea Ripley.
She's
kind of going backwards, but I don't think that's her fault. That's creative's fault.
Yeah, I think that they can move her back into that at some point. The tag team championship run is probably a good breather for her to reboot the character and go for another singles run after it sometime.
They totally botched Rhea Ripley anyways by not letting her beat Charlotte ever. It's stupid.
I was chuckling when I saw someone bitching about how they'll probably, if Charlotte and Becky flipped brands, Someone bitching that they're probably going to give Charlotte another title reign because it's going to, her championship is going to, she's either going to lose her championship and win back the SmackDown championship.
Well, so I forgot about this. Remember when New Day were champions and the Street Profits were the champions?
Yeah, and there's this
they just
option.
They traded titles. Like,
yeah.
Okay, how about we just have one female champion, one tag team champion, you know. You can keep the IC and US belts separate, that's fine.
Like oh,
one
yeah.
One tag team champion, no more NXT. But I guess right now NXT needs the championship. I don't know. There's really no women's tag teams. There's just people thrown together. So outside of, Mandy Rose's team.
Yeah, Gigi Dolan and JC Jane.
JCJ. See, start saying juicy. What's a toxic attraction?
That's yeah, it. That's what I was. I couldn't think of that part. I was like, I know their names. I can't think of what the group is called.
Yeah, I actually like. I mean, I always like Priscilla Kelly, anyways.
Oh,
so she's yeah. pretty cool. She's unique, so I can understand why they're pushing her like crazy on that show. JCJ, I don't really know too much about her. She's not terrible. And Mandy Rose is Mandy Rose. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she proved a while ago that she could wrestle, but she's one that, for whatever reason, on the main roster, never really... Like, you thought that she would be tailor-made to have a great main roster run, but I don't completely know what happened there.
I think the stuff with Sonya Deville just derailed everything. And because they were what? It wasn't Fire and Ice. What was the name of their?
Fire and Desire.
That's it, yeah. I mean, and I don't understand what's going on with Sonya Deville either. Why isn't she wrestling?
Yeah, she had the home invasion thing happen.
Yeah,
so and she hasn't been in the ring, I don't think, since that incident.
No. It almost like, I'm wondering if they're setting that up with Naomi. Like, trying to get her back in the ring?
It certainly seems like it's on the table. I will be disappointed because I have highly enjoyed Sonya Deville's suit game.
Yeah, I mean, she can still wear them. It'd be part of her character. Just like when Cesaro used to wear them and then would tear them off and all that, you know?
Oh, yeah, she could get that going on.
Yeah. But no, that's never been explained, but whatever. So,
oh no! But she's been an official for so long now that I guess I haven't even thought about it, you know, until this recent stuff with Naomi.
Yeah, but I don't mind the two authority figures right now. They don't seem to do anything too stupid.
No, and no one does anything. They're basic authority figures, and that I've asked for that for who knows how long. They had that little bit of tease dissension a while ago that got resolved out of nowhere also. But, you know, for the most part, they've just... You know, people have kind of complained to them, and they basically set up the matches, and no matter who comes to them. So, like, they're never viewed as either heel and or face. Like, they just kind of usually assign the match, whether it's a heel or face asking them for it.
Yeah, kind of like how it's supposed to, it should be.
Yeah. So, that's what I want. Like, I understand that they need to be a character. You don't want them to be completely vanilla. You know, you want there to be something there. But just use them as a, you know, a storytelling device. Like, they don't need to be part of the story, really. Except, you know, occasionally is fine. And I guess that's why it's kind of interesting that Sonya Deville's had this thing, is that there hasn't really been an authority storyline in a while now?
I'd say since the authority, right?
Yeah, well, I feel like Shane McMahon probably had some match at some point.
Yeah, got him in The Miz. That's right, where he beat The Miz.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's the call from NXT were a little confusing. Hit Row going up, I was like, yeah, they're ready to go. Like, outside of the feud with Legado, the those guys. Which, by the way, they should have gone up too.
Yeah,
Escobar's wasted down there.
Yeah, I don't know. He could get an NXT championship run, but it's still not really going to do anything for him.
Yeah. See, okay, so here's the thing. We can get into NXT, and this is kind of how I was trying to get into it. There are so many, I know, I'm not going to do the same thing again, all right? There's so many new faces, right?
Yeah.
And like the pairing with Kyle O'Reilly and
Von Wagner,
thank you, is so awkward. Because that Von Wagner guy is awkward as hell. He just is.
Yes.
I mean, Kyle O'Reilly's not exactly the greatest talker, but that guy, I mean, you can tell he's just reciting lines. So it's just like, whatever.
They have a lot of these old new pairings. That was one of those reasons. Yes. You kind of touched on it earlier too. I guess I was wondering if they left Frankie Monet down there to be a Serena Deeb type for the women's roster down there.
When she lost to the girl that's not Darby Allin skateboarder, I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Are we doing this? Like, are we like?" Because even the first day, like Bond Breaker, which by the way, now I can't not see the 2Ks. When that happened, I was like, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah, that's been there the whole time.
Yeah, I never noticed it. Because why would you? You know what I mean? Like, you don't spell whatever.
But, yeah, I don't get it either.
But no, it's she lost, and I went, they don't know how to push anybody. Like, I guess Bomb Breaker, they are pretty successfully so far. But it's seeing the established people losing to new people. Like Bomb Breaker winning against LA Knight. I was like, okay, LA Knight can kind of shrug it off because his thing's talking.
Oh.
But he also seems like he should be on the main roster. Just talk wise, or maybe he becomes an EC3 on the main roster. I don't know. But it's just this mix of old and new is so distracting that it's like, oh boy, okay.
Yeah, it's still pretty wild. But they have at least started to narrow down on who they're focusing on. Because what Cora Jade is the skateboarder who she's the one dating Trey Baxter.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I was really I was surprised as hell when she ended up winning that match.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. You want to keep the established people strong. So having this woman come out, we've never seen before, come out and beat her, as fluky as it was, it's just like, what? Okay. Well, that means the veterans aren't anything. And I know it's like, well, it's a fluke. That's the whole thing. No, it's crap. It's always garbage. Unless it's like, you know, when Brock Lesnar debuted, and I know it's like, oh boy, but he came out and destroyed the Hardys, destroyed Spike Dudley, because that was like a star. Like, that was a star in the making. And no offense to this woman, do you really see her going far? No.
Yeah, it is entirely too early for any pronouncement, but especially since it is crazy that there are, I know that the women have been younger, but it's bonkers that they're putting a 20-year-old on TV. Like, that's one of those things that I have, like, I'm like, why aren't there any of these younger talents? Like, I don't understand why someone can't, you know, crack the main roster as a younger person. Like, if a kid can play in the NHL at 18, why can't someone know how to wrestle properly at that age? And that's pretty wild that she is, at least in NXT, at 20.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm just down on NXT right now. And it really kind of hit me last night watching. It was the tag match at the end that really solidified for me. So we've been to two takeovers?
At least.
Dallas. Three. No, two. Dallas and New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine them with this product now? And I'm being dead serious. With this product they're giving us, do you think anyone is going to buy tickets in an Inferno? I mean, New Orleans, well, Dallas was a little smaller, but then after that, it's always gone to large arenas and sold them out. Do you see that ever happening with this product right now?
Yeah, because people are still just going to buy tickets to something like that.
I mean, seriously, with Von Wagner versus somebody.
Well, they do have some time. That is the upside to them doing this reboot right now, is that come WrestleMania season, there might be something there. I'm not saying there will be something there. I'm saying there might be something there. Just to be clear.
It's October.
October.
Oh, shit. This must be residue or not residue, whatever, left over from this weekend. But, I'm just looking at this, and unless they start going back to established guys taking on each other with lower card guys taking on each other, right now the direction of this product is a money killer. Now, maybe WrestleMania will be different, but they used to run other takeovers in arenas. And outside of WrestleMania weekend, unless they're going to run them only like Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, just those four, then maybe. But, I mean, remember, they were running them outside of those, like weeks ahead or weeks after, and they were selling them out.
Yeah, they did them alongside of other pay-per-views usually, weekends there weren't pay-per-views, so that they had something on the network.
Yeah, but I think they could get away with that because of one, the indie talent that they don't seem to like anymore, and you know, strong show, like it was a strong show too. I mean, because, like, Baron Corbin was in NXT for, what, a year, I think.
Yeah, I think. It wasn't that long, but it was at least some time.
Yeah, but he wasn't coming in, like, he was fighting jobbers. And then he fought Joe and actually beat Joe, in, I think it was in England, right? Which was a giant shock.
Yeah.
But, so, like, something like that's acceptable. Like, these guys work their way up, whatever else. So it's like, okay, have these guys who are essentially, by name recognition, are job guys. Have them fight each other so that maybe there is a little bit of like an element of surprise to things. Instead of having them go against, like Odyssey Jones and LA Knight, why are they fighting each other already? You know, just have Odyssey Jones fight different people. to build up to this match. Instead of just having him come out, and I know he was in a breakout tournament, I get it.
Oh.
But have him work his way up.
Or at least just have a segment to have a match next week. To at least get some type of story out of it.
Well, no, they had that last week. That's why they wrestled this week.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah. But so, I mean, that's fine if he's talking to Trey Baxter or Carmelo Hayes or somebody like, well, I would actually disagree with Carmelo Hayes right now too, because he should be wrestling people that they don't know either. Briggs and the other guy.
Jensen?
Sure. Like, why are they in the main event for a tag team shot? That don't make any fucking sense. And even Carmelo Hayes and his guy, they're in the match, but it doesn't count towards him cashing in the breakout star. I'm like, well, what the hell are they doing in here?
And they came out and asked to challenge them.
Yeah.
Whoever requested it got into the match. I guess if more teams would have said something, it would have been more than just a four-way match.
Thank you. You beat me to it. Yeah. It just... I don't know. It's like Raw booking, sort of. But when are we finally going to get like another Grizzled Young Veterans match with MSK? They keep teasing it, and they won't give it to us. They throw somebody else in. It's like, okay, maybe they'll finally save that for WrestleMania or Rumble or Survivor Series, I guess, so they can tear the house down. Because that match was awesome.
Yeah.
So I would love to see it with a real crowd. That'd be great. But, you know, but again, those are the established guys. As goofy as that sounds to say Grizzled Young Veterans and MSK are established, they are.
Well, that's been the one weird thing. MSK, they have gotten some promo time, but I still feel like there's something kind of missing there for some reason. As far as investment in them. Like them, but I still feel like they haven't been kind of featured enough to really make an impact.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, because I think they got derailed by all the new stuff. It's like all the established stuff has kind of gone off the rails.
Yeah, well, it did start with, Wes Lee had the injury that kept him out like a month or two right after they won the championship. So that was at least part of it. And obviously, I don't think the new stuff helped. And, I'm trying to think of what... there's been some other stuff that I feel like is... just kind of kept them from being presented the best that they could, because I do really like both of them.
Yeah.
And I
still love Grizzled Young Veterans, even though they're dicks. There's only a few people in wrestling that, even as bad guys, I'm like, no, I'm not cheering. Like, I just don't like you. To their credit. Those two, Hook is another. I'll never cheer for him. Who else? There's a couple other ones, anyways.
Okay.
But even Baron Corbin, who I just don't like looking at, that Happy Corbin shit cracks me up.
Oh, yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, the fact that we're going back to 60s gimmicks here is killing me.
No. We will get to that. You know exactly. You should know exactly what I'm talking about. The one I'm saving that for last. So. But it's just, they're so, and this is a classic, like, Vince move, to where it's like, all right, we got to change everything right away. And they're just throw it out. And it's like, well, they did the wedding, and then Indy Hartwell and her friend were on, and Dexter Lumis, because she wore him out, okay, but no Johnny Gargano, no mention of Austin Theory going away. no Candace, like no mention of the way at all. So it's like, that's weird.
I'm trying to think if Gargano was on at some point.
I don't remember it being on. Unless it was that quick. So, but also knowing his contract's up in December, I don't know how much we're going to see him. So,
yeah, I mean, that could have been the perfect end for him. You know, I talked about it with Chris. Like, I don't think he's going to do anything on the main roster. Like, to me, his best bet is moving along anyway.
Yeah. He was never going to be a main, him and Ciampa are never, were never supposed to be there. I mean, that's the whole story, DIY, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, they've come as far as they can, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. Impact's the way to go for him. AEW's got too many guys. But with his personality, his in-ring style, he could stand out really well in Impact and get paid. Because I know he's not gone, but I'm expecting him to be gone.
It would be kind of surprising. Yeah. You know, just like Adam Cole was in the same situation, honestly. Like, he wasn't going to get anywhere on the main roster because of his size.
Yeah.
You know? So it just, yeah. Obviously he's friends with the AEW guys, and I wouldn't be completely shocked if Gargano ends up there, but I'm with you too. And we've talked about it a couple of times. Some of these guys need to start going other places. You know,
AEW's tapped out for now.
I know that Tony Khan can say that they can have a whatever size roster, but there's still only so much TV time. And
yeah, I was gonna say, well, so did WWE. Look what happened there.
And there are easy ways to waste TV time.
Yeah, but as much as I hate the name, the one guy of all these people in NXT that they're doing, Bomb Breaker is the guy that stands out the best, obviously. But you know how we were talking about how, like, Braun wasn't on the main roster, or Brundin wasn't NXT, almost wasn't. I'm going to say he shouldn't be in NXT.
It could be very short-lived.
I would think so. I mean, I know that they're pushing the, you know, him and Ciampa match. I don't think, I know it's, maybe this is backwards logic, but he shouldn't win the NXT title yet. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying he's probably not talented enough, but it doesn't seem right, and I don't think he even needs it. Wait till WrestleMania and bring him up. Like, enough. Now, where would he fit? I don't know. But you saw, that dude looks legit.
Yeah, I mean, he just obviously, it's hard not to be reminded of his family. Just to be general about it. You know, like, I definitely see a lot of his dad in his wrestling. He definitely has a similar body size and definitely a very similar personality, I feel like. You know, it's just kind of a very dude bro-y, bring it on type of thing that it's a simple gimmick, but whatever, like, it's effective. Like, he's kind of the badass guy, and he's a little bit of a hype guy.
Yeah, loose cannon, it seems, a little bit, like his uncle.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing him knowing he's Rick's kid, because he just reminds me of Scott, except the face.
Oh.
He's kind of got his dad's stockiness. Like,
yes. Remember
when Rick was really put together?
Yeah, but he was like 5'4".
No, they were both pretty tall, weren't they?
Oh.
I think. No, Rick was not that short, that's for sure. But
I guess I was always thinking that he was at least maybe on the a little bit on the short side, which is why I thought of him as stocky.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the he does the belly to belly suplex.
5'11".
5'11". Okay. Yeah, I thought
he was taller than that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 60 years old. Damn. How old's Scott? I'm curious about this now.
Well, I mean, it makes Scott's sense 59. If his son is in his 20s, you know, it's more than possible.
Yeah, his kid is only 23. Damn.
Wow. Well, and I guess another one. Hey, maybe those second generation characters do have a leg up. Because I mean, I'm kind of with you. Like, I'm actually going to be surprised if he doesn't win the title, Braun Breaker. That is
right.
Like he just really seems destined to do it, but. I am with you. Like, he doesn't really necessarily need it. Like, I think that you can see that he's got a lot of potential. And yes. I guess that's, to me, it's not a bad thing to just go ahead and make him work for it at least a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Get him on camera, see how things go in an actual, you know, crowd setting and everything. And, and then move from there. But I'm not going to be surprised if he moves up pretty quickly.
Yeah. But again, with WWE, it's always the case, where do you go? Like, what do you do? Because, I mean, SmackDown, like, Roman's in, like, what, half the show right now. So, where do you fit in? Just another 3-minute match, something goofy, you know? So.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a feud right off the bat with Roman Reigns would probably be a bad thing, but I do think that, you know, I guess down the road he could definitely be an opponent.
Yeah.
Reigns is going to lose the championship before he has to worry about Braun Breaker.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who the hell beats Roman anyways, but we have plenty of time for that. But no, the NXT stuff, like, what do you think of the Joe Gacy thing?
It's one where just because I don't feel like I've heard the maybe I've just distanced myself from it, the whole safe space thing, like I didn't think that was a topic anymore. It's kind of interesting. I sort of lump it in with you know, it almost feels like a right to censor type of gimmick, where, yeah. You know, they're kind of intentionally trying to play up his schmuckiness. I kind of like that part of it, but I'm also kind of bored by the whole thing. Like, I don't know if I'm convinced by him that he's really into it.
See, I think part of the problem is Joe Gacy's one of those combat zone wrestlers. You know, the deathmatch guys.
Oh, okay.
So him coming out and, like, being all nice and saying, you know, there are always, like, two winners in this, it's playing off that. But if you don't know, it's just kind of like, okay. Like, the vernacular and all that stuff, yeah, I thought that was gone too, but whatever. So I'm not sure what to make of it, to be completely honest. And then this week they show his, like, you know, I don't know, white trash friend or like the dude staring at him.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so that's like, is that like a hint of, oh, either they're going to fight or. This is like, oh, okay, so they really are like this little dirty team or something.
Yeah, I hope that the dirty part gets revealed. Like it, but of course, if he takes on, because yeah, he's gonna be taking on Ciampa this coming week
to see if he could get into the title match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't completely mind it if he loses, I suppose. Like, I don't want to see a three-way match necessarily. You know, I suppose it seems like it. Unfortunately, it just hit me that they could go that route so that Joe Gacy can take the pin by Braun Breaker, and then you still have a beef between Ciampa and Breaker.
Yeah, or Ciampa beats Joe Gacy so that Breaker doesn't have to eat the pin.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Well, yeah, so it's, you know.
But yeah, I'm not completely sure what to think of the gimmick. Like, it still feels like there's some story to be told with it before you kind of get a full picture.
Yeah. my laptop's like half dead. So just, but no, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure what to make of it. Like, seeing him get in the ring, okay. And then, but again, like, he faces what, Ikemen Jiro. And it's like, well, here's a new guy that just lost. Like, these new guys are trying to establish, and he loses.
Yeah, they should be using talent further down the depth chart.
Yes.
I think
like
it's...
Like, people who aren't ready to be on TV, that's fine.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, especially, I mean, Joe Gacy won in 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Like, it's not like Jiro put up a good fight before ultimately losing. You know, he pretty much got his clock cleaned.
Yeah.
So,
but then, like, they're building him up and all this other stuff, and it's like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. You know? He has gotten a lot of TV time for seemingly being an enhancement talent level performer.
Yeah, well, even that Trey Baxter guy. Like, he wins matches on 205 Live, but nothing, like, then he comes and loses the one match I remember him actually being on NXT. So, oh, man. I'm not a big fan of Matt Hardy doing, well, wrestling right now. I don't know if you still have AEW on, but he was, like, slow to come down the ring because of his hips and stuff. But now he's doing, like, ladder matches again. It's like, man.
Yeah, he is not giving up the dream. He is a person that you're like, ooh, that's how important footwork is to wrestling, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, man. I mean, I know that was a pretty mild bump, all things considered.
Yeah, but man, and like,
that's a lot of mileage.
Yes.
That is a lot of mileage, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, man, nothing to prove. But anyways, no, I'm just, it's like NXT is so confounding to me because we went from, you know, Karrion Kross, Finn Balor, Joe, Karrion Kross. I almost said Trevor Lee, but another guy that's gotten totally lost in the shuffle. Cameron Grimes, like
he's well, I don't know if he's gotten lost in the shuffle, although maybe that's a good word for it, because he's definitely gotten TV time because he had another short segment. Who was he talking to?
Somebody wanted to wrestle him. He was like, ha-ha, I just walked away. I can't remember who the hell it was.
Yeah, so he did have a little backstage segment. But I agree in and of the fact that he seems to have gone nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had the feud with LA Knight. I did kind of enjoy the Butler stuff more than I was expecting to. Just because he kind of played it straight, essentially.
Yes. But they had, like, those fun vignettes. All those are gone.
Yeah, but...
There was none of that this week.
But they didn't... It ultimately didn't really do a whole lot for him. Like, it was fun, but it didn't move his character along. Everyone's already treating... what's his name? L.A. Knight is a joke.
Yeah.
So losing to L.A. Knight doesn't look good for you.
No. But then it was also like, you know, Million Dollar Man takes his belt back. I was like, okay. And that's the end of it. And then it's just like, yeah, that's it. Like, okay.
Yeah, it kind of makes the money gimmick a little bit weird now, too.
Yeah, so maybe they've got something in store, but man, it just doesn't seem like it. Like, just right now, the focus is on getting all these new people on TV. And I really wish I could remember who the hell, you know, who it was, but whatever. It's not that important. So, yeah.
Well, are you now going to skip who you were saving for last? Because I don't think there's anything else to hit in NXT other than the last topic.
Actually, there is one person. We haven't talked about him too much. And this, we don't have to do it too quick, too long. But what's your take on Odyssey Jones?
He's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy definitely... He's definitely a guy that, to me, has potential. Like
that's what I think too.
Some of me is being argumentative with some of these people that I don't maybe have that great of a chance. But and Odyssey Jones really seems to have a big personality, and the guy is huge. Like when they build him as 406, I'm like, holy shit. Like, he's like Mark Henry, but actually, you know, more agile than Henry was.
Yeah. And far more outgoing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's no disrespect to Mark Henry, obviously.
Yeah. Well, he just came off more a little more gruff than Mr. Jones does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, plus, I mean, Mark Henry, power lifter, Olympic lifter is that? No, not powerlifter. He's Olympic lifter.
Yeah,
and that's strong man. So you know you got an intensity about you, anyways. So, and that's not what Odyssey Jones is. But no, I liked him. I thought in the breakout tournament he really stood out to me. And frankly, more than the guy who won it, like Carmelo Hayes has just got it. Like I know he's doing the thing where he can choose a spot and his buddy, which by the way, neither of us can remember his name.
Oh, I just had it pulled up. Trick Williams.
Oh, okay. Like,
and I actually didn't look at this screen to remember that. But yeah.
When he didn't win the tournament, I was actually kind of surprised. Like, he didn't win his matches. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Andre Chase not winning, of course not. Who else didn't win?
Because I'm trying to...
All right. There is somebody else. Duke Hudson. Listen. He's not a card-playing, like, gambler, right? That was just, like, for emphasis. Like, things always work out for him or something because... We've already got enough bad gimmicks, which is coming next, that we don't need another bad gimmick. Like,
yeah, Vince really seems to be in love with these. It seems to be a gimmick era again. I don't know why, you know, like bigger and weirder gimmicks. They haven't quite gone Spark Plug Holly on us yet. But
Sparky plug.
But we're moving towards that area for sure.
Oh, what do you mean moving? We already got a teacher.
Oh my god, I forgot about we. Yeah, we have teacher, talk show host.
Yep.
Because we have not mentioned Lash Legend.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, her focus group does, Jeremy.
That's true.
I mean, clearly we saw that on TV. Yeah. Come on.
You've got the red, are they rednecks? Whatever they are, that just want a bar fight. Like, okay. It's not a modern day APA, which is exactly what they're going for. Or like Bunkhouse Buck and whoever else, like that kind of bullshit. Which, by the way, if you're going to be teammates, and I keep wanting to call them Briggs and Stratton, by the way, but if you're going to be teammates and you know you're going to be teammates by now, how about getting some matching fucking gear? Like, just something generic, if anything.
Yeah. Hopefully that is rectified in the near future. But yeah, it does need to be done.
Yeah. I mean, that means they'd be teaming up still. So, eh. I'm okay if it doesn't. Like, I've seen what Josh Briggs is capable of, which is what I think gets me so frustrated with this. And this garbage they've got him doing is not it. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with, I don't think any of these people I've really seen on the indies, so I'm pretty fresh to all of them.
Well, besides Gigi Dolan, yeah, I'd say him and her are the two I'm probably the most familiar with of this crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, I thought there was a third one in there that you had, you had
that's
seen.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think there is. Oh, yeah, Andre Chase, who's Harlem Bravado. That's right. So, but he, when they signed him, I was like, really? Because it's not a matter of talent. It's all a matter of look. And he doesn't have the look like that WWE usually goes for. So.
Uh-oh. You know, yeah.
You know, not his fault. That's what they do. So, but anyways. Yeah, so we've already got our bad gimmicks started.
Yeah, I kind of forgot how many bad gimmicks there are going on.
Even Trey Baxter's girlfriend, what was her name again?
Cora Jade.
Yeah. She's even like an 80s skateboard chick. If you think about it. Like, in the 90s, that's not how you dressed when you were doing skateboard, but like suburban cute girls, when they were trying skateboards, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, so that was
Joe Gacy's the I don't know.
Yeah, the preacher man. Cult leader.
They've got like Cyborg Hunter guy standing there staring at him. So, yeah, there's just like there's gimmicks. But I couldn't wait to text you yesterday. I was so happy when they said Tony D'Angelo was going to wrestle. I was like, no way. And I know USA gives you problems, so I was like, I have to make sure you see this.
I need to see something about that match. Because, I mean, I don't think anything's really going to have changed. I have noted my non-Italian love for our good buddy Tony D'Angelo on past podcasts here. Because it just seems that, and that is the other weird thing about, well, it's not really weird because it's Vince. But all of these gimmicks all seem old-timey. Like, they do not seem of the era. Which is kind of, that's probably one reason why Hit Row got called up. Their gimmick is actually fresh.
Yeah. It actually seems modern, yes. But then so is Frankie Monet's, and
That is true.
Yeah.
Or at least a good spin on an old gimmick that's probably been done before.
Yeah, true. Even Legado Fantasma,
So, I guess all of them haven't been called up necessarily, but at least one of them got called up. All of these NXT, a lot of these NXT ones, just they feel too old timey, and that's the biggest. Yeah, just oh my god, it's bad. I'm a little bit surprised that the match only went 4 minutes and 42 seconds, to be honest with you.
Wait. That was only 4 minutes?
Yes. The write-up that I'm reading says 4:42. That does not completely surprise me. It was not that long of a match. I still thought that... Well, A, I guess the guy really must be Italian-American because dude has an American flag and an Italian flag crossed with, an eagle on his one arm, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so are you.
Just disappointing. It's so bad. The match itself, I'm like, why is he giving this guy any offense? This Malik Blade is one of the guys that they haven't really introduced at all. Malik Blade is what you want. He's not a guy that you're going to push right now, but you're going to have him lose.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. Yes.
Yeah, well, they needed more of them. That's one of the few good things that I guess I will give to this match is that Malik Blade is the right opponent. Why he really got almost any offense is... It was not... I joked on Twitter that it was AEW-level incompetence with how much offense Blade got in. I don't think it's that bad because they usually have an even longer, more 50-50 style match.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it was still just why is this guy getting in any offense? This is so weird. Why are you doing this?
See, I was so put off by the match because it didn't make sense. So you got this Mama Luke or whatever. That was a wrestling tag team, right? The Mama Lukes, right?
Yeah, Tony Mama Luke was ECW there. He joined the FBI in the later era.
See, weren't they the Mama Lukes in WWE? Or am I just totally making that up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. Like I said, I remember Tony Mama Luke who... Didn't he nearly kill himself with a dive to the outside and hit the guardrail?
Oh god, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he broke his pelvis, right?
That might be it.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about now, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it might have been his neck? But yeah, anyway, I don't feel like that's listed under the category of I don't feel like typing in an answer into Wikipedia currently. the FBI was a better representation of Italian Americans than Tony D'Angelo. Even if Tracy Smothers was one of the the FBI.
I totally forgot about that, actually. Yeah. Now, it's not okay, he's got talent, so this is not what this is about, because the match made no sense to me. He's supposed to be this rough and tough, I'm the
a dock worker dude.
Yeah, I go and get the money from people who don't pay. Okay, cool. Then he comes out, starts the match like that, then turns it into a wrestling match. And I'm like, what are we doing? Because the guy's an actual NCAA wrestler.
Yeah, he did mention, they definitely mentioned it on commentary that he was a wrestler for the University of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I guess that's the other thing, is like, it seems like a weird mesh. If you're going to have him wrestle like a wrestler, why are you leaning into the Italian thing so much?
You can have him talk with the accent as bad as it is, right?
Oh, yeah, that is another painful thing. Like, he can be Italian-American all he wants. He does not have an Italian accent to save his goddamn life.
I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds Italian to me. So. but it really is just like, okay, so he's a like a legit wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
They treat him like some fucking Goomba trash from a bad 80s movie. Like, okay, this is dumb. It's just dumb. And then they don't even tell him, okay, go and wrestle like you're an enforcer. No, go out there and have an actual wrestling match. What are you talking about? No, that doesn't make any sense. That was my biggest problem with that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a
dumb that was.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a dissonance between how they're presenting his character and how he wrestled.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, make up your minds. So, and I know if someone said, well, this is his infancy. No.
Well,
I mean, unless it is. And they're like, hey, the week before this NXT 2.0, we're going to go film you as a dock worker, mafia strong guy. Like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? So get your Italian accent and watch The Sopranos a whole bunch. Or Godfather, or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sopranos is too modern, and I know that it's like 25 years old now.
Yeah, it's true. But... yeah, man, I just... I don't know.
Yeah, that one's brutal. Like that's definitely going to be one that I will continue to have a problem with.
Yeah.
That dumb mook is yeesh.
Just wait for him to talk about his mom's gabagool, which I think I did all this last week. But you know, I think the only, like, you can have your own reasons for it, right? But to me, it bothers me it's this bad because it's dumb. Like, it's going backwards. You know? Like, are we really doing this stereotypical stuff? Like, okay, so is Boa going to come out with, one of those rice hats or whatever they call them? And then throw in ceremonial salt and all that? And if that sounds offensive, it's supposed to be. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, that's the point of it. Like, it's just... And I was always the one that was saying, like, WWE... I've never thought WWE was racist. I thought they were lazy. And to me, I'm not exactly going to rethink how I thought about it. But... I'm still pretty goddamn sure they're lazy as hell. So, that's what annoys the shit out of me. That NXT, while not perfect by any stretch, was an entertaining show without the goofy stereotype stuff. Now, you can bring up Xia Li and Boa and all that stuff. That's Mortal Kombat.
That didn't seem... It was a different kind of cartoonish.
Right. But it wasn't stereotypical. It was, like, goofy kung fu movie stuff. Or video game stuff. At no point, you know, I never saw, like, any point to where it was, like, overly offensive.
Oof. Well, and Xia Li doesn't need to fake her accent either. That helps.
No, I don't think Boa does either. I'm not sure about the other lady. So, I don't know. It's like, are we really doing this garbage again? Like, are we going back? It's like Outback Jack. Like, why isn't Duke Hudson doing the Outback Jack then, for that matter? He's Australian.
Oh my god, I forgot about Outback Jack.
Yeah, one of the biggest busts ever. Man, I distinctly remember him as a kid. They promoted him to death. I mean, to death. And then he has a couple matches, and then he loses to Killer Khan clean. And it was like, wait. They just said, even as a kid, like, man, this guy, he was like, all the videos and stuff. How did he lose already? I did.
I don't remember his, I don't remember that gimmick dying like that.
Yeah. And honestly, oof. I actually think that was it.
I have way more vivid of a memory of him than I should then. If that's all the longer that gimmick lasted.
Yeah. Because I think they cut their losses right after. So, because I think they were trying, if I'm remembering this correctly, they're trying to capitalize on the, Crocodile Dundee stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, that was the 80s, man. And luckily, we're getting to relive them now. So.
Yep. Next, we're going to have, they're going to copy Jungle Cruise and bring The Rock's character to TV, but give it to someone else. Just going to start copying Rock movies. They're like, these are successful. It'll be great.
Yeah, they're successful as hell. So that's really not a bad idea at all. So, man.
So, anything else to,
I hate Tony D'Angelo. I hope they get rid of it.
No. Yeah, I think we're stuck for a little while.
Yeah, it's nice to see Adam Page back on AEW. That was a nice surprise. So,
I didn't realize that there is going to be a Joker. Until earlier today when I read that news for this casino. They call it a Casino Battle Royal?
Yes. Casino Ladder Match.
Casino Ladder Match. Yeah. I hadn't put too much thought into who that Joker might be when I saw the news earlier today. Adam Page makes a lot of sense, and Adam Page makes a lot of sense to win the match also.
Yes. Yeah. So I was glad to see that. Hopefully it gives like I don't know the stipulation involved with when you have to cash a Joker in, or not Joker, but the casino thing in your chip.
Oh.
Yeah. With, you know, because Kenny's got that feud with
Bryan Danielson.
So he's preoccupied right now, and that needs to run its full course. So when do you do it? Especially to give it its full, you know, like its full due.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I'm wondering. He's got CM Punk as well. And apparently there's something else going on, too. So he said he had another big plan coming, or a big surprise. So I don't know who it could be.
Yeah.
Unless it was a title.
I
gotta call it quits anyways, because I think my laptop's about to kill. About to die. I'm being dead serious.
Okie dokie.
I have no idea what's going on. So,
bell time beer for this show on my end, since I know I will keep recording, and since I'm posting, I will keep talking. Olentangy River Brewing Company, Belgian Aloha, Belgian Triple with hibiscus. The hibiscus mixes quite well with the lovely, lovely maltiness of Belgian Triple. It is a very, very tasty beer. It is also 9.6% alcohol because it's a triple. That means high alcohol content, kids. Because it's been distilled 3 times. That is the Belt Time beer. Anything drinking on your end if you're still with us, Jeremy Mays?
I'm still here. I did all my drinking this weekend, being in Charleston. Got spoiled, but not today. So I can't think of the stuff. I mean, I think of the breweries, but not the actual beers right offhand. But I had quite a few. So Friday was one of those days where you just go, I did what? Okay. So
fair enough. Fair enough. Okie dokie. Well, for at Granny Mays, I'm at DeFranco11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any number of fine podcast purveyors, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Have a good night, grandkids.